World-class chef Lydia Bastianich wears a lot of hats. She's a restaurateur, a television host, author, and now she can add cooking for not one, but two popes to her CV. Lydia spoke with our producer, Jennifer Russell, about cooking for Pope Francis during his recent visit to New York City.
Lydia, it's lovely to have you back.
My pleasure, Jennifer, to be on the splendid table.
So this is not the first time you've cooked for a pope. But what was it like to cook for Pope Francis?
Well, cooking for him was extraordinary. And yes, I cooked for Pope Benedict, and that was in itself extraordinary. But there was something this time, you know, I adored this man. I think that in the planning before, when they told me that we would be cooking for His Holiness, oh, my God, you know, we set up the team. It was Angelo Vivolo, my daughter Tania Manuali, the chef at Salidia, Fortunato Nicotra. So we sat down and we said, okay, what are we going to cook? And, of course, big pieces of meat came to mind. He's from Argentina, and we were nervous about it and how we're going to do it. But as we got closer, Jennifer, you know, kind of an uneasiness, a peacefulness came about. First, he did not want meat or anything big. He wanted very simple. He wanted light fare. And so we stayed light.
Mm-hmm. I think cooking for someone can be really personal, like giving somebody a gift. So what inspired you as you were planning his menus?
Well, I think, you know, we followed his needs. And then we decided we are going to, of course, cook Italian, the food that we know best. He is Italian. He is from Piemonte. He loves rice. He loves squash. He loves beets. And so, first of all, I made him a big pot full of capon stock. You know, when you travel, soup is restorative. You're right, you know, when you cook for somebody, you give of your love, you give your sentiments. You want to take care of this person. At least that's how I feel. So some soup was surely due, but we wanted to elaborate a little bit and give him some of the local fare. Being on the East Coast, we got some Maine lobster. So a great appetizer of lobster caprese with burrata, tomatoes in season. You know, I went into my garden, and my mother, who's 96, we saved actually for him some of the best vegetables. We had beets, we had Swiss chard, tomatoes, squash. And for the table, we made risotto. We enriched it with porcini mushrooms and truffles. For him, white risotto, riso in bianco. And what that means is with oil, with a little bit of onions, and lots of grana padano cheese. And he ate a nice bowl full of that. And, you know, kind of you get gratified when you cook for somebody and then you see the place come back empty.
That's so true.
Yeah. Friday, we stayed all with fish. We made tutto tonno, three ways, over tonnato sauce. But for him, we did grilled tuna with a little bit of sauce, and he loved it. For the main course, Long Island striped. We had some fishermen, you know, catch fresh. They brought them in the night before, and we roasted the whole striped bass with a little bit of olive oil, lemon juice, a little bit of parsley, and he enjoyed that as well. And do you want to know dessert, too?
Absolutely.
Okay. For dessert, we made angel food cake, nice and light, and I think was kind of a little fun there. Concord grapes are in season, Concord grape sorbet. So it was very easy, very light. He loved it. And for the other dinner, for dessert, I made an open apple tart. And he scooped all the apples out with the spoon. He just took a little bite of the crust, even though it was delicious, because he was watching.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lydia, it all sounds delicious. And I love that you sourced some of the food from your garden.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the ultimate. In the Vatican, they have their own garden. They have their own chickens, their own eggs. So I wasn't going to be outdone. I wanted for my own garden.
I love that. Well, you know, I read you were actually cooking in the townhouse where Pope Francis stayed. And I have the notion of you cooking in a sterile kitchen somewhere and bringing all the food in. And it wasn't like that at all, was it?
No, Jennifer. Actually, you know, I'm a home cook, cooking for the family, for the table. And so being in the townhouse, that makes a big, big difference because it's like being in a family. You know, he was there. He was in the surroundings. You know, Jennifer, that on Friday, we had lunch, and we served lunch, that is, And he went to rest for a few minutes. And then all of a sudden, the Secret Service man ran into the kitchen and says, "The Pope is coming." "Oh, my God." "Don't you think that the Pope walked in the kitchen and he said, 'May I have coffee with you? Posso prendere un caffè?'" And, I mean, we were all stunned, but it was so beautiful. He had his coffee, and he talked to us individually, you know, about us, about our lives. And it was, you know, it was just celestial, if you will. We were out of bounds there, in a sense.
Wow, what a moment. So, Lydia, what did this whole experience mean to you?
I felt very moved by His Holiness, you know, His presence and all. But also, I felt very much part of what He was saying. I was an immigrant, a part of Italy that became Yugoslavia. We escaped back in Italy from there, communist Yugoslavia. And then we moved down to the States. And it was the Catholic Relief Services that brought us to the United States and helped us find a home that fed us. So I related very much in many different ways in what he was saying.
And food can bring us all together.
Food is the common denominator to all. You know, we have our differences, but we all sit at the table. We all need to feed. And, you know, to use that as a venue to feed each other, to show love to each other, to show understanding for each other, I think would be the ultimate. Food is the simplest conduit that we can all use to do that.
Absolutely. Lydia, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Celebrity chef Lydia Bastianich will be on tour with her new book, Lydia's Mastering the Art of Italian Cuisine, this fall. To find out where she'll be, check out our website, lydiasitaly.com. But head to our website to find that recipe for heirloom tomato, house-made burrata, steamed Maine lobster. Sorry, Lydia's tomatoes are not included. But check out the entire papal menu, you know where, splendidtable.org.